This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was flipping through the channels the other day, but there was nothing good on, I had nothing to play. So I went to my computer and realized that there was so much content before my eyes. But there's nothing but Netflix in my heart and on my screen. There's always something good that I still haven't seen. But maybe one day we can try and watch the rest.
That's right, we're gonna get hype for Hype House on Netflix, a house full of TikTok influencers all living together in one mansion or two mansions in the valley. And we're gonna talk about it all here with my co-host, a man who we're all hyped to hear. It's the great Chappelle.
Rob, I have 120 followers on TikTok today.
Yeah.
Does that make me like an influencer or something?
Yeah. Did you make a TikTok or you just have a profile?
No, I haven't made any TikTok. Well, I did make a TikTok, but because I'm old, I posted it on Instagram and on Facebook because I wanted my friends to see it and not like random people.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
It was nice.
Collaborate with Davey soon.
No, I don't like him. No. Davey likes attention more than I do. Okay. And that's just not going to work.
Chappelle, by the end of this podcast, I'm going to talk you into the RHAP Hype House. We're all going to move in together.
Oh, yeah. I have
right
some
after
ideas.
COVID. Right after COVID.
Yeah, of course, after COVID. But I have some ideas for the RHAP Hype House. Like, we could talk about it, and we have the perfect guest, because I also have some ideas about what we could do with our guests to really get the RHAP Instagram popping. TikTok popping.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, of course, with us, we could not talk about the Hype House without the RHAP Network's resident TikTok expert. It's TikTok Nicole!
Hey, best friends. So excited to be here with you guys. You guys are truly my four lifers.
Yes. Okay. Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing great. Any chance I have to talk about TikTok, I'll take it, especially with all of the scandal we see within the Hype House. Definitely excited that you guys tapped in and chose me to be the one to guide you through this mess.
Yes. Nicole, how excited were you for Netflix's Hype House?
So I remember when they announced the news, it was about 8 months ago, and I really didn't know what the show was going to be about. A lot of the original members of the Hype House had left at that point. We're talking about Charli D'Amelio, Addison Rae, you know, our favorite from He's All That.
Yep.
Those were original Hype House members. So I didn't know what they were going to do with this new cohort of people, but they made a show, and it was definitely a show.
It was definitely a show. Okay. Chappelle, has there been a lot of buzz about Hype House?
No, I don't think so. But I don't think there's been buzz for me. I think in my algorithm, there's not a lot of buzz. But I think for the hardcore TikTokers, I think it's probably all the rage. I just wouldn't know about it because I'm old.
See, Nicole, I feel like that for the hardcore TikTokers, the people that already have a ton of awareness about who these people are, I feel like it's almost like, why would I watch this on Netflix? I already watched these people. I feel like that are those people coming to Netflix to watch this show? And I feel like that the people that are like watching Netflix aren't necessarily like flocking to TikTok to see the Hype House.
I feel like I've been seeing a lot of buzz on my TikTok about people just tuning in to see about what a hot mess the show is going to be. But also, like, you see people and they're smiling, their happy faces on TikTok. What's truly going on behind the scenes? Like, are their lives really that perfect? You know, maybe it's like an element of jealousy. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
No, I'd agree. I think that it, oh man, I have to date myself and age myself even more. But I do think there is an element to that. When I was in my younger age, and you would see these celebrities all the time on the television shows, but then, or like online or whatever, and you see them in the tabloids and the paparazzi, all this stuff. But then you say, oh, that person's getting a talk show or a TV show. And you're like, oh no, I have to tune in because I need to know all the other stuff, the stuff that we don't see. And so, yeah, I feel like if I was a TikTok enthusiast, then yeah, I would go looking for the rest of it, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, sure. They show us these things when they're doing their content, but what is happening when the camera, well, when their cameras are off and then the real camera is on them, you know, behind the scenes. So maybe that's the appeal to get the TikTokers to Netflix to go watch and see.
Yeah. I guess that's my question as somebody who's not super familiar with the Hype House, like primary content on TikTok. Nicole, how much is life at the Hype House documented on TikTok?
So they have a Hype House LA Instagram account where they post, you know, group content, mostly sponsored by Bang Energy Drink is their main sponsor. So you'll always see they'll have a Bang Energy Drink in the Instagram. And they're usually just following trends, doing dances, doing challenges where they film everybody in the group doing a task, whether it may be backflip challenge. It's things that are, you know, that are easy to get a big group of people to do. And it's really easy to get a lot of clicks when it's a lot of familiar faces. It's kind of using the power of all of these different networks and combining them together. That being said, I think the appeal of the Hype House is in the individual creators, not in that joint content, but they got to pay for the house somehow. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Chappelle, do you want to visit the Hype House?
No, I mean, if those kids are not there, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, it seemed like a great place to hang out with. Maybe like if you were doing a vacation or something like that, you needed a nice little Airbnb situation for you and a getaway, because it's an amazing house, honestly. But no, while all those children are there, no, I'm good. Especially because there's two Hype Houses. Hype Houses A and B, and both of them are immaculate houses, but like again, I don't want to be there during the backflip challenges or anything of that nature.
And I mean, Nikita was like, these guys stink. She was like, these people don't wear deodorant. So I feel like you gotta go with an extra Febreze when you're on your trip.
Right. You gotta fumigate that place before you show up.
Yeah.
All those teenagers.
So the Hype House TV show, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Chappelle, when you and I talked about 30-somethings colon Austin. All right.
Mm-hmm.
How real is real? Is it that... Like, how outlined / scripted is what we're seeing here in the TV show?
Honestly, I hope this is not too scripted because it didn't, there wasn't that much drama. You know, like, in 20-somethings Austin, the drama was that, like, these random situations were happening where this, basically this kid was dating this 65-year-old woman, mm-hmm. like, all of that
young
stuff.
Stephen Fishback. And so,
yeah, the young Stephen Fishback was dating some elder stateswoman. And, you know, that's something that you can't write. You know, like, I mean, what do you have to write, right? Because that's mm-hmm. probably not happening on your second day living in Austin. But this was just typical high school drama. It wasn't anything, any, like, huge beef. There wasn't any, like, dating scandal that they really dove into. It was more like, oh, you said this thing. Well, we need to talk about it. Or you haven't been making much content. We need to talk about it. Well, I don't know if we can talk about it. So maybe they drew it out for the episodes. Mm-hmm. But as far as like these first 8 episodes that we got this week, I don't think that was too scripted. I'm sure there are some things that they made them include, you know, mm-hmm. just to kind of humanize them some more. But aside from that, this seemed pretty on the level. I don't know. TikTok Nicole, do you agree?
I feel like there were definitely some characters on the show that the producers like nudged them and were like, you got to go stir the pot. Mm-hmm. Like, why was Nikita at Little Huddy's fashion show or I guess photo shoot? If it's not, to stir the pot.
Yeah, are we sure Nikita isn't a producer on the show? Because she was like really, I feel like, trying to like move the reality TV show along, where she's asking like very like producer like led questions of like, hey, what's going on with you and Tommy? It's just weird. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while. You want to talk about that? You want to let's talk about what's going on.
She got the earpiece in her ear. She's mm-hmm. like, what's that? Mm-hmm. Can I readjust? Fix the wire behind your ear.
Could you repeat that one more time for the, for the content? Yeah, Nikita is the eldest member of the Hype House, from what I can tell, or at least that was included on the show. And she seems very invested into the 17, 18-year-old drama that is happening between these high school students and former high school students. I think they're all out of high school, but, you know, high school age students. But maybe it's because she's the oldest that they give her that, like, okay, you can kind of move the story along. Like, you know what good TV is. Go make this happen. So, yeah, she probably gets a producer credit in there. And there's a couple others where you can tell somebody is nudging them to go and be the bigger person in a lot of those cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nicole, how much was the drama that was explored? We're talking about the first episode here today of the Hype House. How much of this is sort of like well known that there is some friction in the Hype House between Little Huddy and the Hype House proper?
Oh, so this is well-known news. I remember when Chase got signed to Interscope Records. It's not like I was following this with bated breath, but I remember there were some mumblings around that time when he broke up with TikTok's famed Charli D'Amelio that he was moving into a separate house. And I saw some rumblings on my timeline that he was looking with his manager to get a separate house and kind of break things off with the Hype House completely. So when they started this show, there was some drama meddling at the time, and people knew that Chase was ready to leave the Hype House, but this Netflix show was a huge opportunity, so they give him, it gave him some bait to stay in. I mean, he has to pay back his record deal somehow, so I'd be on the Netflix show. Chappelle, if that were me.
You had said that the first 8 episodes dropped this week. Are there more episodes coming next week of Hype House?
Well, I don't know. So in the 8th episode, we do get one of those 20-somethings Austin's moment where they're like, oh, yeah,
coming up.
In case you didn't know, it's not really a coming up, but it was definitely like a cliffhanger. When we come back, we might see a different iteration of the Hype House and maybe some new additions to the cohort. But they didn't say if it's coming in a week, if it's coming in several months. So I don't know. TikTok Nicole, you got any information on that?
So the Hype House still exists as it does. I mean, we see a 6-month forward flashback that was probably filmed in like December or November of 2021, where some people were moving out of the house and others were coming in. But the Hype House still exists. And I don't want to, I mean, I know everyone's waiting with bated breath to finish the 8th episode to see what happens to the fate of the Hype House. But I mean, you can check the TikTok right now. You'll be seeing those Bang energy drink promos to present day.
Is Hype House a branded term, like Kleenex, or like if you know, are there other Hype Houses for other like TikTok content creators?
Of course.
Yeah. This is the good mess. This is why we came here. This is why we brought Nicole in, because throughout the season, they start talking about failed Hype Houses, you know, but not, they can't call them the Hype House because this is the Hype House. But there are like other iterations of this that are like in the grave somewhere. And so, Nicole, do you have the backstory on the ones that have started and have now disintegrated, leaving this as the like Hype House supreme?
So there's always been content houses. I know, I'm sure we've talked about Team 10 over the years, Jake Paul's content house, where an investor, whether it be a YouTuber or a TikToker or a group of them or a management, will pay for a bunch of creators to live in a house. Hype House was the first of its kind for the TikTok group, but there were slowly like splinter groups. One of them was called the Sway House, and they were just a bunch of like really jacked 18 and 19-year-olds. I believe Vinny Hacker, who's a member of Hype House now, was a member of Sway House. But these houses kind of fell apart because they were being run by upper management, who was kind of taking a little bit more of the pie than they should. And I mean, if I was 19 living in a house and someone was managing my money, I'd probably not be the best accountant. Like, I'd probably be losing track of money here and there. Mm-hmm. People leave when they feel like they're being taken advantage of. But it seems like Hype House, everyone's a little bit of an investor, but there's a lot of failed houses over the years, Team 10 being one of them. I feel like a lot of people started to leave when they started, you know, to get their own followers. Why stay and give Jake Paul all your money when you can leave and make your own brand sponsorships?
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. This Hype House, their drama is that everyone's not putting in the same amount of work and making the same amount of content to keep the lights on in the actual home and the lights on in Hype House too. And so they're like, oh yeah, the other Hype Houses or, you know, content houses failed because, oh, they had these people with their hands in the pot taking some of the money. But it kind of looks like it failed because those people just didn't really get along, because I'm not to speak for Thomas, but I'm sure Thomas would love somebody to be managing this in a proper way so that he doesn't feel like he has to force everybody to make content just so they have a place to stay. Because if he leaves it up to the rest of these kids, there will be no Hype House.
I mean, you said it. The original investors of Hype House that are still in the house at the time of the show are Chase, Little Huddy Hudson, of course, and Thomas. So you'd think each of them would be putting in equal amounts of work, but it's clear that Chase, his head and his heart are in another place. It's with his music. That's his love. Where the Hype House, he can't really even be bothered to, you know, do a backflip with an energy drink in his hand to keep the lights on. So it's clear that some people care more than others.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob. So when we do the Hype House for the podcasters, like, you know, like you do a lot of work. And so you would be our Thomas here. Yes. You would be making sure that the rest of us do work. But like, for me, if you're going to be handling all that, I'm going to be Chase and I'm not going to do no work because I really have other endeavors. Like I really want to continue working on my actual job that I love so much. You know how much I love teaching and stuff. And so, yeah. And so that's kind of the same as the content conflict that we're having here.
But Chappelle, right? Like, I mean, the whole purpose of us bringing you into the Hype House was that you were going to be contributing with podcasts, and now you are like you're living for free in the Hype House, but you are not making any podcasts.
Yeah, but I don't have to make any podcasts because like people are still coming here because they know I stay here. You know what I'm saying? Like we still getting revenue because I'm here. Like I came here. See, that's the thing, Rob. The person who wants to do the least amount of work in the Hype House currently is Chase Hudson, who is one of the main investors. He has 31.6 million followers. So it's kind of like, yeah, you can't really just kick him out because he has such a big chunk of the following. I think he has the most of anybody in the whole Hype House. So no, that's kind of, yeah, I think that's kind of like the big issue here is that he don't want to work, but he is the primary, you know, follower bringer, if you will.
Yeah. And a lot of the drama here, at least in the start of the season of the Hype House, is that Tommy, who is sort of like running this, feels like that Chase, a.k.a. Lil Huddy, is not pulling his weight and really wants to feel like Lil Huddy appreciates being a part of the Hype House. And so I think that this is sort of like a recipe for disaster for Tommy.
He's got to learn a thing or two about respect, that Lil Huddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would feel a little disrespected if this was someone who I was riding with. And it's clear that he could break off and do his own thing. The Hype House needs Chase more than Chase needs the Hype House. But also, like, I thought they were all friends. Like, don't you care about your friends succeeding?
Mm-hmm. Now, are you talking about from Tommy or from Lil Huddy?
From Lil Huddy. I don't know why he doesn't care, you know, to help his best friend Thomas. That's like his older brother, like he said multiple times.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot going on.
He completely
it's an hour drive it. From Hype House A to Hype House B. It's a Hype House divided. It's like Game of Thrones.
Not a cold. Yeah, House Hudson, House Huddy. So the houses are about an hour.
Huddy's at Hacienda.
Of course. Sí, me gusta. Okay, so the houses are like an hour apart,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And the theory here is that Chase moved an hour closer because he wanted to be closer to LA so he could do his music. But it kind of seems like he moved an hour closer because he was in a relationship with that young lady who was living in LA. And so what is the story between Charlie D'Amelio and Huddy's breakup? Because they keep saying he moved for the music, but there are some winks throughout the season that maybe it had more to do with them than he's letting on.
And are they broken up?
Oh, yeah. I read a dissertation on this. This was like the drama of 2020, summer 2020. I was deeply invested because I wasn't leaving the house. But Chase and Lil Huddy and Charlie D'Amelio, Charlie's the most followed person on TikTok. They had a relationship in the beginning, like the spring of 2020, and they blew up kind of symbiotically, you know, that it couple on TikTok, they're, you know, blowing up together. And then over the summer, Chase may or may not have kissed one of Charlie's friends. And it was like a very tumultuous breakup. Everyone was hating on the girl that Lil Huddy kissed about the fake tweets. It was confirmed that it happened. It's proofs that Chase did cheat on Sweet Charlie, America's Sweetheart. But being close to her, it made sense if he was living in LA to, you know, make content with her. It was just unfortunate that that things had to end that way and that the whole world was invested in 15 and 17 year old relationship drama. I guess I'm guilty of that as well. But I think the fact that he could get all of this clout independently of the Hype House was kind of a win-win situation. And somehow he was able to get somebody to pay for the house. So he's kind of a good business person. I need to get some strategies from Wolverine.
Tommy's paying for the house. He said the branding that they have through the, what'd you call them? The blast energy drinks or whatever?
Bang energy drinks.
Look at me, elder. The Bang energy drinks are paying the rent for both the houses.
So Lil Huddy went out to go look for his own house. And then after he found the house, then Lil Huddy's manager called Tommy and said, hey, can you pay the rent on Lil Huddy's new house? Which, Chappelle, I was thinking of you because that some of the guys come to visit. Hold on. The guys come to visit and they say Lil Huddy's house looks like a Cheesecake Factory.
You know, I about fell out the bed. I was like, what the hell? But I looked and they weren't wrong. I mean, you can take out some of those arcade machines, all the arcade machines, like the pinball machines and stuff like that. And yeah, this is the Cheesecake Factory that they live in. And it's funny because I can't remember which young man said it, but he said, yeah, this is just like the Cheesecake Factory. So where's the bread? Where's the butter? That's what I came here for. And I was like, exactly. That's all I be saying is that is the best thing at any of those restaurants. It's always the bread. I don't care. They give you 55 pages of menu and it's always the bread. So, you know, I was like, I about dropped my damn laptop. I was like, what the hell? But this kid be knowing. I like that one. I think it was Michael or that young Travis boy. I don't know their names.
It was Jack. Very close.
Yeah.
Yes, Jack. That's one.
The Hype House itself is not unlike the Cheesecake Factory, Chappelle. They have like a menu of like 55 people that live there. And it's like, oh, what are you into? We got this. We got pranks. We got glam. We got drama, whatever you want. We got music.
And
what are you here for?
Because that's all the Cheesecake Factory is hype. It ain't shit but hype. So yeah, you might as well just start calling the Cheesecake Factory the Hype House. That's what I'm gonna start referring to it from now on. Hell,
oh my god, they're gonna hire you for PR.
They don't want me for PR.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Should we talk through some of the characters on the show? We've talked about Lil Huddy. He's kind of would you say the lead, but like the reluctant lead.
Yeah, like he obviously has the most followers out of everybody left, and he has a lot of power because of it. But also, I feel like he has the energy of just like somebody who just woke up from a nap at all times.
Maybe not the best spokesperson for Bang Energy.
The unhyped very house, much the opposite. Yeah. So I have to ask about each of these people because this is like the Avengers of TikTok. So I need to know what their superpower is. So Chase is obviously he's going into music now, but that's not why he got famous. So was he just famous for looking like he just could be unbothered or like he just woke up? Is that his thing? Is that his claim to fame, Nicole?
So he's an e-boy. Do you know about the e-boy aesthetic?
No.
So he's kind emo? Of like a Tumblr boy. He has like he wears the eyeliner and the nail polish. He's in touch with his feelings. And you know, the teenage girls love that. They love a guy that paints his nails. That means he probably is empathetic. I don't know where the link is there, but
could I be an e-man?
I feel like if we gave Rob a few hoop earrings, he'd be close. Some eyeliner.
Yeah. Have you ever watched The Vampire Diaries?
No, not yet.
Getting that,
You need to get into that so we can start your Tumblr page. Okay. If you don't have a Vampire Diaries like fan page, then I don't think you're on Tumblr.
Mm-hmm. Tumblr man.
Tumblr boy.
Mm-hmm. Man!
Okay, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Disrespect.
Yeah. So, all right. We have Lil Huddy. How's the music for Lil Huddy?
I mean, that one song they were talking towards the end of the series had 10 million streams on Spotify's first single.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be lying if I said it's not on my Spotify liked songs, but also that was a moment of weakness for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What's his genre of music, Lil Huddy?
It's giving emo. It's emo. Very sad. Mm-hmm. Okay. His album is called 21st Century Vampire. So blood, gore.
Yeah.
But also he's so soft and tiny. I want to put him in my pocket.
Is he tiny? I didn't get that from the show.
I guess he is
Lil Huddy.
He's very little.
Yeah.
As opposed to Big Huddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
demure young man that kid is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have Lil Huddy is here. We have Tommy. Tommy runs the Hype House.
Yeah, Tommy Petrow. He was a YouTuber. Into the Hype House, you know, he was able to bring that YouTube following into TikTok. I can't really tell you what his claim to fame is. He was a vlogger. I don't know if you guys remember David Dobrik. He was a YouTuber that would just film his friends doing fun little pranks. Mm-hmm. And that genre of video was really popular at the time of his rise. And he was one of the original investors in the Hype House. So he has a lot to lose.
Yeah. Chappelle, you like prank videos?
No, not at all. But I am a big fan of Thomas. Watching him in this show, I get him. I understand. Like, I'm not like him, but I get it. Like, he is a hustler. He's like, I'm going to make money, and I don't care if it's through YouTube, TikTok, whatever. And he sees all of these, like, these bright, shiny lights and these other TikTok investors and all this other stuff. He's like, oh, my God, if I could just bring them all together, then everything would be fine. And I can sit here and make and just film them all the time, and I have to get a real job and just do this forever and make money, tons of money, and we'd be fine. But all of them suck. Like, well, I will say they suck. They're all good at TikToking and stuff. But when it comes to his vision, they're not on the same page as him. So I definitely understand where he's coming from, because he's like, he's only 20 some years, like 20 years old, 22. And he's trying to corral all of these kids to actually do something with their lives.
Yeah, it can be a challenge where it's like you have a bunch of people who are like, hey, we just want to do our thing. And then it's like, no, but this is the plan. But that's boring. We don't like that.
Loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to do your job? You want to pay the bills?
Yeah.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rob. Look. Rob is Tommy, because I'm trying to have a good time.
You're trying to have a good time. And no, I did relate to Tommy. And what I was saying to myself as I'm watching this is like, when he's like Lil Huddy doesn't appreciate me, that he wouldn't be anything without me. And it's like, you can't be like that.
Yeah, not a good
look. You gotta let Lil Huddy fly.
I think he just misses his friend. You know, it's kind of like if Akiva just up and left you and just stopped answering your phone calls for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then he just came back randomly and was like, oh yeah, you still doing Robin Akiva Need a Podcast? Mm-hmm. You're like, no, I'm not actually. Renap don't work without the other, you know, without the A. And so it's kind of like, that's kind of what he's mad about. He's like, we had this thing, and then you just up and left, and you said, oh, I'll be back. I promise. I'm coming back every now and then. You'll see me alive of me. And he never sees him again.
Well, I think it's bigger than just like one podcast. It would be like, you know, somebody like was going to leave the whole like network, and then they come back. I was like, I thought you were doing this with me.
Yeah.
I mean, he only made one TikTok in 6 months. Like, shame.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You think you can pay the bills one TikTok in 6 months? I mean, probably.
For sure. I don't know, but if you ask me, I think Tommy's kind of being an e-boy about this whole thing.
Stop it. He's trying his best. I think the issue is that he has a vision and nobody cares about his vision, and that's the problem. I don't think he's wrong. I definitely think he's got the right idea. Like, if we come together and just, all you got to do is make a backflip video. You do backflips for fun, just record it. And they're like, yeah, but I don't feel like it. And he's like, but please, you know, could you play all the parts right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the issue with Tommy. So I'm a fan. I don't know what he does on TikTok, but he's got my vote for whatever this is.
Okay. We meet Alex. Nicole, are you familiar with Alex and his work at all?
I am. He kind of does similar content to Thomas, you know, that vlog prank style video. I did not realize he was spending upwards of $50,000 a month on videos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what kind of return on investment are you getting from that?
I would like to see.
Are you really getting those ad money like from that?
He must be, Because he's getting like, was I tripping or did he rent a helicopter at one point? You know, like there was a helicopter. He almost bought a tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fever dream for me. But yeah, no, he had a helicopter at one point. There was a tractor there. He bought a gyrosphere or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Like, he was in a silly goofy mood.
Yeah, he reminds me, Nicole, this might be before your time, but do you recall Rob Jackass?
Yes.
Of course.
Do you remember how they would just kind of just be doing stupid shit all the time? And you'd be like, how do y'all have this much time and money to pull off these ridiculous stunts? And it seems like Alex has just recreated that in TikTok version.
Yeah. And I'm sure that this is like a good business model, but unfortunately, like, doesn't this end with somebody getting seriously hurt?
I mean, yeah, but it has
like, it's like we need to keep pushing the envelope. We need crazier stunts. We got to get wilder out here. This is boring. We got a gyroscope that sucked. Nobody cares. Well, what? How can we be getting more dangerous?
They need two sumo wrestlers next time.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, he literally broke his foot during the season. By the way,
yeah.
yeah, he just broke his foot.
You
know,
you can't just keep ratcheting it up higher and higher and higher. Eventually, there's going to be like a true crime podcast talking about this.
We're still waiting on the expose about Jackass. I mean, mm-hmm. I see Johnny Knoxville like shoot a rocket out of his ass at his dad or something throughout this. Like, there's a lot going on that people can pull off. You'd be shocked with the amount of money that they're bringing in.
But there's like a duality to Alex too, right, Nicole? Because also that he also is like a relationship TikToker, and then TikToks about his relationship with his girlfriend.
Yeah, so he's been dating this girl, Cover, for the past, like, 2 years. Cover is spelled K-O-U-V-R. Mm-hmm. Never heard that name before, but that's a name. And they've been dating, and you can get a lot of content from seeing these relationship goals where they kind of push the envelope, do little pranks on each other.
Yeah.
They do, like, a fake wedding in the middle of the season. So they'll do things that'll be nice clickbait, get the titles up. But if that was my boyfriend, I'd be a little upset if I was just content all the time.
Filming all the time. Yeah, because I find this relatable that, you know, there's sometimes where then maybe your significant other doesn't want to be content.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did talk about this. Remember the Andrew Garfield movie we spoke about, Tick, Tick, Boom?
Yes. You know, TikTok Boom.
Tick, Tock, Boom. He's like, oh, yeah, we've got to work this out. I really feel like we should be together. And she's like, oh, we should make up. And they're about to cry. And she's like, wait a second. Are you going to write this into your play? And then they just break up. And Rob, you do the same thing to Nicole, you know? So I think this is very relatable content.
I'm only telling people about the things that I'm allowed to talk about. I mean, if I could really, you know, between us, like tell the things that I'm not even supposed to talk about. I mean,
ain't nobody around, Rob. Yeah. You can talk to us. Yeah, it's okay.
A patron feed.
Just saying.
Right. We're all family here. It's okay. Listen, Nicole's never going to listen to this.
Yeah, she's not going to go on TikTok.
Yeah, for sure. Cover, that's how you say her name.
Yeah.
I like her because she's almost like the most normal of this group. I think the reason why I know she's not normal is that she left Hawaii when she was like 17 years old to move into a home with Alex. And his home happened to be his car. She left Hawaii to come live in this man's car.
Mm-hmm. Not the best choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of worked out. They're in a mansion now.
Well, but the mansion is like a over-glorified frat house that is like in like, you know, disarray constantly. Like, I don't know if that's necessarily every young woman's dream. Maybe, Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong, to, you know, live with your boyfriend in the hype house.
I mean, if your boyfriend's Vinny Hacker, then maybe.
Yeah, well... No.
Nicole, would you go live in the hype house if you had the option? Like, if this was in front of you, you are a TikTok correspondent or whatever. We have like hoisted you into fame because of this podcast. The hype house is going to listen. They're going to come get you. And they're like, hey, come move in. Do you go or not?
I mean, clout, but also I value my brain cells and I don't want them to be like committing suicide.
Yeah. Like, I just
so
like
which one do you value
a place
more?
Like this, it's a fine place to visit, but I think the longer amount of time you spend living there, I feel like it's, you know, it's like, if you ever lived in a party house, it's like, you can only do it for so long.
Mm-hmm. So to be clear, Nicole, you're not going. If this takes off, you're just not going to go.
I mean, I'm there. I love a party. Yeah. Why not?
Do you want to be invited to the parties there? Yes, absolutely. Do you want to visit? Yes. Do you want to be friends with all the people there? Yes. Do you want to have permanent residence there?
I mean, probably not now that I'm thinking about it, because someone could wake me up with a sumo wrestler at any time. Mm-hmm. Or like a duck in my room. Or put,
you are
like,
being pranked.
Everywhere.
Like, there's beer all over the floor. Your stuff is being touched.
I could be canceled at any time.
You could be canceled at any time.
Yeah. I can't look like that.
All, constantly looking over your shoulder. Yeah, it seems like you have the life to live.
We're going to have a lot of rules in the Rahype House.
Uh-huh. What's rule number one?
Rule number one, no, don't touch anybody else's food.
Okay, I can get down with that. I love my food. There's a lot of vegans and picky eaters in the Rahype House already. So mm-hmm. I think I'll be fine. No one's touching mm-hmm. my steak except mm-hmm. me. Not to fight Puya, but aside from that, I think I'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's gonna get their own cabinet.
Think of the content. Okay.
Yeah,
just one cabinet.
I mean, how many? A lot of cabinet.
I mean, high cottage. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We'll get into it. I think we could draft the document. We'll talk after the show.
Okay. Let's talk about Nikita.
Oh, what is there to say about Nikita? Nikita, former girlfriend of Michael Yerger. That's a hot story.
Oh, this is tea.
This is.
I didn't know this.
Look,
yeah, Michael Yerger is currently dating one of the other former investors of the Hype House. So Michael Yerger is like Hype House adjacent. Like,
Hype House adjacent.
Nikita. Yeah. Mm. Well, so we could realistically get in there.
I mean, Michael Yerger could go back and Nikita could be a loved one on Survivor.
I have so many questions. So Michael Yerger and Nikita dated, and now he's dating someone else that was formerly of the Hype House. Now, Michael Yerger on television did not seem like the Hype House type. And so I would like to know if he was just presenting like a more mature individual. He's giving me Tommy vibes on Survivor, if you know what I mean. And now this sounds like a little bit messier than the Michael Yerger that I've come to know. Nicole, talk to me about Michael Yerger and his TikTok persona.
I mean, Nikita's
always
been...
Is he on TikTok?
I'm not sure if he's on TikTok, but he's definitely big on Instagram. His current girlfriend, Daisy, has like 6 million followers. She's a fitness influencer. Makes sense if you've ever seen Michael. They're ripped together. It's very much relationship goals. But yeah, anything for clout. Nikita's been big in the influencer space for the past 4 or 5 years. I know that Nikita has been in a lot of scandals, and the best way to get out of a scandal is to show off how hot your man is. And if Michael was my man, I'd be showing him off too. So, definitely good if it was real. I mean, to my knowledge, they dated. It was all over Instagram for a bit. But yes, short-lived, and I'm sure we could probably get some good tea from both parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Was this a long romance between Michael Yerger and Nikita?
I mean, it felt like forever, but this was like 2017, 2018. So I can't give you a timeline, but I just figured that nugget of knowledge is too juicy for me to keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I did a quick Google search, and I don't want to throw HollywoodMask.com under the bus, but it looks like
limited information.
I know.
Encyclopedia.
Right, like subtle shade thrown at each other over the past 3 years. Nikita Dragon used a couple of Yerger's pictures on her music video and slapped the word dick in his face. Okay. Oh. Wow. Okay, yeah,
you don't want to get slapped in the face with that.
Yeah, she also threw shade at Yerger's current girlfriend, Daisy Keach, asking her to get her boyfriend via the lyrics of the song, "Come get your boyfriend, because he is on my page stalking. I blocked his number, but somehow he's still calling." Wow, Michael Yerger.
Wow.
Grammy Awards incoming.
Yeah, bars from Nikita Dragon.
Wow.
You look shocked.
Me?
Yeah,
my pearls.
The young lad, Michael Yerger.
I mean, I know almost nothing about this man. That I think I met him maybe like one time in person. Other than I knew him from Survivor, and that was it. I didn't know that. I mean, boy, I gotta follow what's going on at this Hype House.
Look, I'm just saying, this one, I did one Google search and I'm seeing screenshots from Instagram. Honestly, I just feel bad for you at this point. But you were just telling Tana and Ari you wish you were your new girl could suck D like me, and you missed Oh my goodness.
And Tana is dating Brett from Big Brother 20.
Brett who?
This is Brett Winston. Yeah, yes, Brett, yes. Oh, it's complicated.
Wow.
Now, hold on now. Wait a minute.
we got to go. I'll do a family tree of the Survivor, Big Brother, CBS reality, Hype House.
Is there more? Diagram. There's right. more?
There's oh probably one God. Or two other ones.
Yeah.
From BB20? Is it Scotty in this drama as well?
Oh, my goodness. Imagine.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Listen, we got to do a follow-up podcast, oof. Okay?
I think we might need another. We need to take a break. Come back.
I need to create an anthology.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they leave this out of the show? I watched all eight episodes.
Where's the show?
Yeah. No, they edited out a lot. Like, you can see there's full people who were like living in the house at the time that they edited out.
They didn't sign the release.
You have to look for. Yeah. You got to sign the release.
Yeah. But we mentioned this before. I mean, that look, Nikita knows drama. Nikita is like really helping to, you know, keep the show moving, gonna ask people questions about what's going on. Does Nikita need the Hype House? It sounds like Nikita has a whole like business and industry going on.
I feel like as soon as she saw the words Netflix show,
yeah,
she jumped onto the Hype House train. And obviously she's great television.
Is Nikita new to the Hype House?
Yeah, so Nikita didn't join the Hype House till like some point in 2021. She's a current member, but didn't join until most of like those main people left.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Nikita says that her motivation is basically like, because she's trans, she when she was in high school, she identified as a boy, but she didn't like it, and she felt so uncomfortable in her skin that now she really wants to be able to live as herself, as Nikita, in her true authentic form, but also like to kind of relive some of that high school drama. And so I think this is right up her alley. Like, you know, she wants to be in on who's dating who and what's going on here and there, because she never got a chance to do it before. And so, you know, like, she is good TV, but I think also this is a part of her just getting to live that part of her life that she just never had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta psychoanalyze it a little bit to make it sense.
It seems to me that like the content that is being produced in the Hype House does not seem in my mind to fit in one sort of vertical. That I feel like that we're making prank videos, we got makeup tutorials, we got emo music happening. I feel like that is like, are that many people watching everything that's coming out of the Hype House?
I don't think so. I think, like I said before, it's taking all of those individual fan bases and bringing them together in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nikita had the following before, but having something consistent like the Hype House with those big creators supporting her and staying by her side, she could do something a little bit out of the blue, maybe something a little controversial, and still have, you know, the people that are fans of the Hype House supporting her.
Yeah. Okay, what about Larry?
Oh, Larry. We love Larry.
Yes.
He's a fun guy.
Okay.
He joined around the same time as Nikita as well.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, the change.org petition that sent me. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
So on the Hype House, it's mostly white influencers. And when Larry joined, you saw on the show, there was a lot of flack. People were very upset that he joined. There was even a change.org petition started that said, save Larry from the Caucasians. Did you see that in the show?
Well, I didn't see the petition, but I did, because it moved through the clips very quickly. But yeah. I did understand, like, Larry explained it. He was like, look, when I first got in, people were like, oh, no, the whites are whitewashing him. He's not the same anymore. Those damn white people. And, you know, I was watching this with fresh eyes. I was like, I mean, did they have a point? And I started watching throughout the whole series. And I was like, oh, no, they don't get it. Like, Larry is in a situation where people thought that he was kind of like selling out. And they were saying like, oh, he used to make this kind of content, but now all he does is hang out with these rich white kids, you know, who just make money just smiling and showing their abs on TikTok. But in reality, throughout this show, they kind of try to, I won't say humanize, but they definitely try to give the TikTokers side of the story, right? So a lot of them, although they might seem like they come from a place of privilege, came from, you know, abusive backgrounds. Some of them were kicked out of their homes at an early age. Some of them just, they didn't have the best upbringing. And so although it's giving you, you know, like white privilege, it's not necessarily white privilege all the time with the TikTokers. And so that's Larry's struggle. It's like, no, these are good people. And yeah, they got a lot of money now, but they have struggles just like I do. And I don't think his fans were ready for that level of honesty from Larry. And so that's where the petition came from.
Mm-hmm. What kind of content does Larry make?
Not sure.
He's like dancing content. Comedy skits are a big thing he does.
I
he makes
love
funny
comedy
videos.
Skits.
Of course. He'll do like doing makeup on my best friend type videos where a lot of it's more personality focused. You come to the video to see Larry be Larry rather than coming to watch him do a perfect makeup tutorial or do a perfect dance. He's very funny, and I think he has a great charisma that makes him popular. Like, I followed him before the Hype House. I think he's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Larry's a star. And yeah, and Larry has, like he doesn't need a gimmick. Because you like just even when he's just kind of giving his confessionals and how he's interacting with the other people in the Hype House, you can tell like he's got the it factor where you could just put a camera on him. Whereas like Thomas is kind of very serious and like, we have to do a prank or I'm not going to get paid. Larry is like, no, you can just follow Larry around with the camera. He'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah. They really tried to make it seem like it's like a very high stakes world of TikTok for some of these people where it's like, hey, we got to make a TikTok. And if we don't get enough numbers, it's a numbers game. And if we don't get enough views that we're not, it's over.
You're irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but are they wrong? Like, I mean, I've been on TikTok for 24 hours roughly. And
it's a numbers game, Chappelle.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Yeah, and yeah, I'm already losing the game. I'm like, I'm losing. And I get that. But see, like these kids, a lot of them kind of gave up what other aspirations and dreams they had to do this full time because making TikToks is hard. I tried last night. I made it. Like I said, I put it on Instagram because I'm an old, but like, I it took me a long time to do that. And I'm like, these kids sit around and do that all day. It's like a full-time job. And then they have to go do their actual interests as well. We'll see throughout that people want to do music and streaming other things and games and stuff like that. You can't even do it because you're like, you know, Thomas is yelling at you to do backflips all day. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate the level of effort that goes into it. Because for them, it is pretty high stakes because all it takes is the next TikToker to come and knock you out of the running. And like, you know, I'm sure Addison Rae thought she was hot stuff until Charlie showed up, you know. But, you know, I think it's kind of like that. You just, it's next one up and you don't want to be the one not producing content because then you can be forgotten.
Yeah, nothing worse than being irrelevant. I'd rather be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do the fans get upset with Thomas at all for like, hey, we leave our favorite TikTokers alone, Thomas?
Oh my gosh, you have TikTok right now is hating Thomas and Mia.
What?
I've never seen such, well, because everybody loves Vinny and Chase. They think they're the cute, yeah, hot stuff. So the
Chappelle
fact
loves
that
Vinny Chase.
No.
Vinny Chase, he wrote The Sopranos, right?
Since it was the best Aquaman.
But they're all mad that they think Thomas is getting mad at Chase for following his dreams as if Chase doesn't have to pay the rent in the house. You know, mm-hmm. So people are not really liking Mia's attitude. They think we didn't even discuss Mia, but they don't like Thomas's, that he's a big crap talker. They didn't really support that. He does work hard. And sure, I've been the person in the group project that did all the work and like had to have a smile on my face. But
so can you explain who is Mia?
So Mia is Thomas's girlfriend. She was like a mid-range influencer, started dating Thomas, and now she's just like the covert to Alex. She's like that to Thomas.
But you know, I gotta say that was rubbing me the wrong way also, because that
Carmella.
Not even Carmella. It would be like if Carmella went down to the Bada Bing and was like, "Listen, Paulie Walnuts, she's not in charge."
Yeah, like just because like your boy, like we all know that girl whose like boyfriend was the president of the frat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you don't get to have the Oxford, Julia.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I agree with y'all. So at first I was like, yeah, like Mia, you kind of stepping out of line. I'm a butt. Eventually Mia does go off on everybody and they kind of have it out. And the like resolution to that is Mia's like, look, Thomas ain't gonna speak up. all he do is whine to me about how much he hates all of y'all not doing no work. And somebody mm-hmm. got to say it, because we got to keep the lights on. So I understand, because we do all know that girl who's like in the room, and you're like, you're not in the group. You just are dating the group, you know, mm-hmm. like you can't be in the group. But like when it came down to it, she wasn't wrong. Like somebody needed to say the thing that Thomas was too busy, like, kind of sulking over, which is, we need to pay the bills.
Chappelle, when we move in the Hype House, I'm not going to let Nicole be like that, because she's not going to live there. No, she's going to she's going to have her own place. Okay.
This is going to be in Encino across the country.
We'll set her up in Encino.
I assume the Hype House is going to be a house divided, because some people might have loyalty to Nicole. She's not going to live there. They're going to follow her. And I'm saying they, but I'm just saying, if Nicole wants to talk about Shameless, I might visit.
The bigger problems are going to be did Jacob Jones flush the toilet? We're going to have problems, no doubt. But we'll have a house meeting. We're going to figure it all out. But look, Nicole is not going to be part of this, Chappelle.
Okay. You run stuff. I understand. I get it.
Okay. You want this to be fun or not?
That's basically what Mia was saying. Like, do y'all want us to have hype or not? We need to pay the bills. And they just weren't trying to hear from her. But I knew when I saw that episode that she was going to get backlash. I was like, them kids are not going to love this.
They're not going to like it. She shouldn't. Leave Charlie alone. Leave Lil Huddy alone.
Yeah, well, leave Vinny alone. See, Rob, we haven't really talked about Vinny. Vinny's brand is thirst traps.
Yes.
That's it. His brand is abs. Like, I have these and I show them. And they want Vinny to make more content. They're like, hey, we're a Hype House. We're like an organization. So we are supposed to be doing content together as a family. And he's like, all my content is thirst traps. Do y'all want to stand next to me while I thirst trap? Do you want me to thirst trap with Thomas? And everybody's like, ew, no, not with Thomas. He's old. And so I think that's where a lot of the conflict with Vinny specifically comes from. And I know his fans were pissed, because, Rob, you don't see this, but later on in the season, they dox a girl because like they did like a fake kiss. And it was a mess. Nicole, do you remember that moment?
Yeah. So Vinny has crazy fangirls. So later in the season, they pull a prank where Vinny kisses a girl. And of course, that girl is getting death threats. People are doxing her. They're saying that she should die. I'm like, that's so silly. It was a prank. It was a prank, bro. Like, I don't know why.
Well, I don't understand the prank. The prank was he kissed a girl and people like wanted to kill her then?
It was like it was this girl's twin. And like the twin brother was dating Vinny's friend. Yeah. So
people got mad.
Yeah. It's complicated. It didn't really work.
Death threats. They were like, I'll kill that bitch. Like in her DMs, just because she kissed, like, don't ever put your face. Like, dude, how dare you kiss Vinny? Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, I'm not saying they have a point, but if I'm standing somebody, I could drag somebody for being close to them. Like, you should have seen my face when I saw who Rihanna was dating. I was like, I was ready to go to war. And so, this is similar to that. Crazy people thinking that they have ownership over this person. And so they drag the people that they're seen with. Mia kind of brought some of it on herself, just because, like, you have to know the fans at this point. Don't provoke them. But this poor girl, she had no clue that Vinny's fans were just going to tear her apart.
Yeah. Okay. Got to watch out for that. Does he get a lot more as the season goes on, Vinny? I feel like he was quiet in the first couple episodes that I watched.
Yeah, he starts to pick up. I mean, he's definitely like the hot young thing that's rising to fame, like all throughout 2021. I feel like he was a big name. Okay. But like, even though I'm not really on this side of TikTok, I'd still hear his name, get the drama from him. Mm-hmm. Mostly about just like silly little high school relationship. Who is Vinny dating? But yeah, he's definitely a big deal, and it's a good asset for the Hype House. He's probably the rising star that they have right now, that if they lost him, probably.
Yeah. And what did he get famous for? He just took a lot of pictures with no shirt on.
Essentially, he's another e-boy. He has like a big spider tattoo on his sternum, you know, looks very sad, a little anemic, you know.
Okay.
Girl is too late.
People like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Is Pete Davidson is an e-boy?
Yeah, similar aesthetic. I don't know that, like, very, like...
Chappelle, skinny. Did you know that?
I'm still laughing at a little anemic.
Yeah.
You know, you just need a little iron supplement in the morning, you know, to keep you right. busy.
Chewing on ice throughout the day.
No, the girls know. The girls that get it, get it, and the girls that don't.
You get like a bang with iron.
Yeah. Oh, man. Iron supplements. Don't take that thing. You got pain first.
The way I'm going to use a little anemic in my everyday life. That was good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Vinny is an interesting character throughout the show because it looks like he's a little angry. That's like his personality trait is, I'm mad. And then they go and talk to him. He's like, well, I'm not mad. I'm not used to this. I'm used to taking off my shirt and I want to play games. I think they end up describing him as like a nerd boy, but who isn't the body of a surfer bro. And so like people expect him to be on and like appealing visually all the time. He just wants to play like, you know, shooting games on Twitch. And so I think that's Vinny's main conflict throughout this season.
You know, Chappelle, yeah. I really felt like that when they would show that, like, these people, this person is 17, 18, like, I was like, oh my, what is going on here? Like, I really, like, should these young people be, like, unsupervised?
I mean, that's the age you are when you go to college.
I know, but there's an RA in college.
That's true. Oh my God.
Yeah. Is Tommy the RA?
Probably.
Probably not a good one.
Like,
mm-hmm.
He's
like,
I acting like him,
but we're
going to
let it pass.
But like, some, I mean, we have 18, we got 17, 16.
Yeah.
How young can you be at the Hype House? 15?
I think you got to be 18 to live there, because I know when Charlie was in it, she just had a spare room but didn't live there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean, but who made that rule? Like Tommy? Was Tommy like, no, you cannot be, you don't match the age like limit that I set up. So I'm Tommy, the prince of the house. I was like, mm-hmm. I think you could probably just go there whenever your family will allow you to go. I mean, the way it sounds is that like some of them were just like, I got kicked out of my house at 17 and this is where I ended up after I lived in my car for a while. So yeah. I don't know if there's any like parent sending their child to the Hype House. Is like,
I would not let my kids live at the Hype House.
Have a fun summer, sweetie. Yeah. Take lots of selfies.
Yeah, like I get it. Like the people that are like, hey, I had nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, Dominic, go to the Hype House, make a lot of money, send us your best thirst trap so we can put them on Facebook.
You know what? I guess your kid makes a lot of money to go to the Hype House.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, these people are, that kid is spending up to $50,000 a month.
Forget college. Let's get on the trajectory to go to the Hype House.
There you go.
Okay.
Exactly. Now we have a plan.
This episode of Rise Podcast runs by Bang Energy.
And then you got Dominic. No, you got Anthony. You know, do the Anthony voice like, Dad, you know, I'm going to be on Bang Energy.
Dad, do I look anemic to you?
Am I giving anemic?
With the black nail polish.
Mm-hmm. Am I giving e-boy, Dad?
It's giving.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, how many people are in the Hype House that we aren't seeing on the show?
Oh, there's like a handful. I mean, Jack has a twin brother we don't see at all. Who else?
The twin brother didn't want to be in the show?
I don't know. He's actually a runner at Stanford, so maybe he has to like go like.
Also, who's Jack?
Jack was the kid that said that the house looked like the Cheesecake Factory, which was
he's my fave.
I thought that was Vinny.
He's my fave. Yeah. No. This was the youngest kid in the house. I believe Jack is 17, and I think he's the youngest one. Yeah. And yeah, that was his claim to fame for the season, and he's my favorite because of that. He was not wrong.
Mm-hmm. There's like Baron and Ryland. Like we see them, they go on a Hype House trip later in the season. It's very Real Housewives of them to do a cast trip.
Yeah, where'd they go?
To a place called Hicksville in Joshua Tree.
Are they gonna say Long Island?
No, that's what I thought, but it was like. Very like derogatory Hicks where they all were in trailers for the weekend. But of course some people drink a little too much, so maybe you gotta tune into that episode. That's probably why they emphasize the names and the ages. So people do drink later on.
Does the Hype House run into problems with underage drinking?
So the Sway House actually did run into problems with underage drinking. I don't know about the Hype House, but other content houses were busted during like the COVID, like when that was a big scandal. Other houses were being busted for underage drinking. So
yeah, well, how did they get around that?
I don't know. Thomas is 22.
Yeah, okay, he's 22. But is everybody else that's drinking at these parties?
I don't want to be like a cop or anything, but like,
someone brutalize Charlie quick.
I mean, right?
I don't know who's in charge, but.
Yeah. I mean, and even in the episode where they went drinking, like, I don't think you see any of the underage kids drinking. Exactly. It's just like heavily implied that they're drinking. Like, they even say, like, who's going to get the drunkest? And they're like, oh, probably Rylan. But Rylan is 21. So it's like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But like the rest of them, like, it's not, at no point did you see like Jack like drunk out of his mind or something like that at 18 years old or something like that. So I think that's probably how they get around it for the show. But in real life, I don't think they have any chaperones. So I think if they want to get drunk, they get drunk and nobody cares. As long as they don't film it, they're fine.
Mm-hmm. Just Nikita. She's in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nikita's
her stripper outfit.
Yeah.
And her like 12-inch boots that go up to her knees. She's in charge of kicking people out.
Yeah.
Rob, you mentioned COVID.
Yes.
And speaking
Have I talked about how I am not a fan?
Of COVID?
Yeah
I've heard.
Overrated in my book.
Yeah, well, COVID's not great.
And COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the first episode, by the second episode, I guess that's the drama that we see, is that some of the conflict comes with Nikita and Larry because they have a super spreader event. I don't know if it's technically a super spreader event because they were all in the same house, but, you know, they have an event and Larry's manager blames it on Nikita. Like, hey, Larry had COVID and he gave it to all of y'all. But also, we're going to say Nikita did it.
Right. Why would you blame Nikita? Did you see what Nikita said about Michael Yerger?
She's going to air you out.
Yeah, like, that's the worst person to blame.
She might diss track about you.
Exactly. I'll read the lyrics again, but it gets worse. And so, but yeah, that's part of the thing too. Like, you know, aside from them getting canceled for alcohol, they get canceled.
They get canceled for a lot of super spreader events.
Yeah. And the word cancel in this show is used as such a derogatory term because the way these kids look at it is like canceling is the worst thing that can happen to you. You want to talk about being irrelevant or dying? Canceling is like right there and nestled between those two things. Mm-hmm. And so they are afraid at every turn that they could be canceled for something that they could not foresee coming. The things that I don't know. You could just get one day, you could just wake up and be canceled and there's nothing you can do about it. And they all claim that they have been canceled. Yet here they are.
How are they canceled?
Yeah. I want to get canceled. Who wants to cancel me?
Lower C canceled, right? You can get like, because they get canceled like over, if you get like, I feel like you get canceled, it's like, that's it. It's over. But I guess you get canceled repeatedly.
Clearly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, do you know why some of these people have been canceled in the past, aside from their COVID allegations or, you know, confirmed COVID spreading?
There's so much. I mean, Nikita has a whole history. She was friends with Jeffree Star back in the day, and he's a mess. Nikita's been accused of blackfishing and using AAVE a little too liberally. Who else has been canceled in this group? Lil Huddy obviously cheated on Charlie, so that was a punishable offense.
You get canceled for cheating.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, it's on Charlie. That's America's sweetheart. Don't you dare hurt my little sis.
Right. It's not the act, Rob. It's the who. Charlie, I don't know what Charlie is famous for, but Charlie has more followers than all these people. She's the most followed person on TikTok, and I don't know why. I'm hoping Nicole can tell me that. But it sounds like all he did was kiss somebody, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
I mean, when I was 15, 16, like, if I took every person that we kissed in high school, I'd be dead. Like, if I took it that seriously, you know, I'd be having panic attacks. It was that serious, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a high school drama, like they said. They're all barely out of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is their fan base largely of high school, or is it like old people like Nikita and myself that are like keeping up with them?
No. So, yeah, it's mostly teenagers. Like, if you go on Charlie's fan page, it's all the comments are, we love you, Charlie. It seems like she's got that good, solid foundation. And she's just famous for doing cute little dances and having a little smile.
What
on
is
her
she
face.
Doing now?
So she's not really doing the Addison thing where she's doing movies, I think, like clothing line, maybe just keep dancing.
Yeah.
She had the Dunkin' drink a couple of years ago that introduced a bunch of 9-year-olds to caffeine. That was fun.
Yep. Yep. That was good.
Yeah, she's got those brand deals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She makes an appearance, episode 2 for all the Charlie lovers.
Mm-hmm. But she has, and Charlie lovers, hear me. I don't know this young lady.
please don't come for me. But when she shows up in episode 2, she does nothing. She gives us nothing at all. And I was waiting on her to have like some big, huge personality thing, or maybe like have a conflict or whatever. But it seems like they were just kind of using her as a device to tell the story about like Chase and why he's so emo and why he doesn't live in a hype house and all this other stuff. And so I was wondering just like, okay, are we going to get more of Charlie maybe in the second iteration? Because I felt like if you had the biggest star of all time, why wouldn't you use her more?
I mean, Charlie enters the scene with Chase and it's crickets. I don't think she says a single word while on screen. And she has a show on Hulu. I mean, maybe when we're doing nothing but Hulu, you can talk about those Mr. D'Amelio sisters. But yeah, she said no words. Probably she was like, it's a $10,000 per word. Use it wisely and got nothing out of her. I mean, that's her probably her rate.
You think yeah, so? Probably. She's like, I'm not giving this show any gold.
Definitely. I mean, she has her own show she's got to protect.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, for my ex-boyfriend, I'm not doing anything for my ex-boyfriend. I'm not trying to
get... Are they exes? And then if they're exes, why do they hang out?
I mean, word on the street is that they were together on New Year's, so who knows? Maybe we got the reunion of Lil Huddy and Charlie. That's confirmed, but...
There's a lot of heavy hinting throughout this season, though. Like they ask Larry at one point, like, oh, so Charlie does such and such. And he's like, yeah, look, I don't really want to talk about Chase and his girlfriend. And like, girlfriend, he's like, ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, okay. And even Nikita does the same thing. They say, oh, well, so Charlie and Lil Huddy, they cool. And she's like, you know, people be friends sometimes. They hang out. So, you know, I'm sure you could ask them. And I was like, y'all being real cagey about this. Now, I wasn't invested. I don't know these kids, but also I need the entire dossier and I need to know when they get back together.
Because we're rooting for them, right?
Yeah, it's love. It's puppy love.
Mm-hmm.
But also when Nikita sees Charlie, she's like, oh, Charlie, did you finish your homework? I'm like, damn. So rude. Yeah,
it was so condescending. I thought like, oh, we got beef here. But it was like, no, Nikita, tread lightly because we're going to get you together behind Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got 120 million followers versus 20 million followers. Who would win? Nikita, tread lightly.
Yeah.
Like, Nikita, stop it. You won't have a makeup line once we're done. The Charlie stance. I don't know what we're called, but I'm one of them now as of right now. So,
yeah.
We're going to protect our girl.
It seems like that the Hype House has an endless supply of Capri Sun also.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've seen a Capri Sun sponsorship by, like, ever on the Hype House. But it seems like Nikita was talking about how her and Chase be drinking Capri Suns. It seems like that's, like, the drink of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that and mouthwash. Mouthwash? In one episode. Yeah, in one episode, we have like Chase like, oh, this mouthwash. And then we see Larry get out of the... Larry gets out of like a Rolls Royce to get to the party. It's like, oh, before I go in, let me spit this mouthwash into a bush. And I was like, why does mouthwash keep coming up? I was like,
back to the crops.
Right. But why do you have that in the... Like, what are you mouthwashing in the car on the ride there? Like, I don't really want to get into the like what that could mean. But like, You can handle that at the house, can't you? I don't know if you got a mouthwash.
They're getting out on the way. They don't want, you know, their mouth to smell like onions.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Maybe that's the prank.
The mouthwash or the onions?
The onions. We made Larry eat all these onions.
Yeah. I don't think Larry's Bazinga. Down for the prank. That's not his brand of comedy, Rob. He's a serious comedian.
It's not his content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Be disrespectful.
All right. Nicole, what are some storylines you want to see on the Hype House?
Oh my gosh. Wow. So, like, I watched the whole season. I was paralyzed on my couch yesterday. I could not get up. Like, a demon, like, had me pressed to the couch and could not make me change the channel. But, ooh, maybe I want to see, like, does anyone really get canceled? Like, I want to see someone, like, get, like, canceled for, like, you know, like, setting an orphanage on fire. Like, something really they got to come back from.
Oh my God.
I mean, that was a little far, but what were the cancellations we saw on this season? Nothing like...
You want to see somebody like a cancellation stick.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see like who can get canceled the hardest.
But don't they have to be kicked off the show if you get hard canceled?
That's true. That's true. Like we could...
No, get like, yeah. Yeah, fake canceled though. Like I want to see a good, like a good one stick for just the show, you know, like because the COVID cancellation wasn't a real cancellation. Like, right. Come to find out, Rob, you don't see this part, but come to find out, Larry Larry's manager just went on about his own. He did this on his own. He did this behind Larry's back. He just called Nikita and was like, hey, we blaming this on you. Larry had no clue. Mm-hmm. And so this wasn't real cancellation. This was like, hey, we're going to throw this on Nikita real quick to keep this off Larry because he got to be squeaky clean for whatever reason. But Larry ends up going on later on to Nikita and saying like, hey, this blackfishing you be doing, like, I'm not okay with that. These box braids you be wearing, your skin be kind of dark. Also, you don't talk like that because I know you in real life. So, you know, kind of kick that to the side. I would like to see more of that storyline because from what I understand, Nikita did not change too much. I think she might have stopped using the dark filter, but I think she could probably still be accused of it. I think what the question became was, is she being held to such a high standard because she's transgender? Because there are other celebrities who have been accused of blackfishing. Like, I'm a big Ariana Grande fan, but I mean, Jesus Christ, she was darker than me for like a year. And So I just want to know, you know, like, if that stuff ever comes back in a future season, or even not just the blackfishing, but some of these other things that they cry about being canceling, or, you know, maybe they're not as big as they want them to be, but I would like to see how they deal with it in the real time. Because the COVID thing was nothing.
Yeah. I mean, these houses get canceled for COVID like, you know, like twice a week.
Every other day. Mm-hmm. You know what I do want to see on the show?
What?
I want to see some plastic surgery storylines because I saw some BBLs on this episode that were questionable.
Some BBLs.
Some Brazilian butt lifts.
Bro!
Did you not see some people that were suspiciously curvaceous on this episode?
That's not how I watch TV, Nicole.
I mean, did you see Nikita's makeup artist?
Nikita's makeup artist might have a BBL.
Almost confirmed. Nikita's makeup artist. It's a very distinct shape. I want to see these girls going to Tijuana and getting their BBLs next season.
Nikita's makeup artist was a gentleman shaped like the lead in B-movie.
It was sitting there.
Yeah, he was Barry from B-movie. Like, and he was wearing a thong. And so, like, you can't miss this huge ass on this white man. Or, you know, but it was just like, why are you here and why are you shaped like that? So I'm sure there's been some mishaps. We get a lot more of Nikita's plastic surgery later on because you got to get her titties fixed. They're getting wrinkled in the middle. I think they were crimpling up or something like that. So you had to go get them tightened or something. I don't know at the language.
Is there an acronym for that?
Yeah. The titty tightening? I don't know. A TT?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. She had to get the flaps in the middle. I can't explain it like she explained it, but damn it, she had to go get the plastic surgery for her breasticles. And so she got them fixed and everything's good now.
Is there an on-site plastic surgeon at the Hype House?
There should be. Like, they need someone to, you know, do the filler in case somebody's
There should be, like, a plastic surgery sponsorship where, like, the Bang energy drink of plastic surgery that's just, like, a set-up shop there.
Oh, now you have a regular doctor.
Dr. Pimple Popper on site.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Dr. Miami, that's his name. He's the one that does the BBLs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an influencer in his own right. But here's the thing. When Alex broke his foot, they didn't even call the doctor or a hospital or anything. Culver, she just showed up and was like, hey, I got you. And they're like, it's broken. She's like, no, it's not blue. It's not purple. It's not broken. I'm like, somebody call an ambulance. Help this kid. He's laying on the ground, like, in pain. She's like, can you sit up? He's like, no, I cannot move. She's like, I'm just going to touch it. She's like, don't touch it. She's still touching it.
Yeah.
So before they bring in a plastic surgeon, they have to bring in an actual medical professional. Like a school nurse,
at least.
Yeah, at least. At the very least. Do we know a school nurse, Rob Sestanino?
No. No, I don't think
you don't know anybody who
not
would
available
be...
for the Hype House or the Hype House. Yeah,
no, they have to pay for more gyrospheres. They can't have, you know, an EMT on site. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's the priorities.
Yeah,
right.
What about the sumo wrestler that got brought in?
Yeah, that was like the first storyline of the episode. They wake Vinny up to a sumo wrestler to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably a pretty tame prank compared to the other stuff they do.
I mean, is that even a prank? It's like a sumo wrestler here. Chappelle, you want to get in the ring with this guy?
I'm like, no, absolutely not.
I'm good.
I'm good, love.
Yeah.
And they asked Vinny, who is probably most likely, like, number one with a bullet, most likely person in the house to go, no, thank you. And but he was down for it. I don't think that counts as a prank. Honestly, there weren't a lot of pranks that landed. I don't want to get on Alex's bad side, but this wasn't a strong showing for you as far as pranks. The gyro spear didn't really work out. The sumo wrestler was like, it was fine. he does like a prank on his girlfriend because she's afraid of ducks, but then he doesn't give her the ducks. He ends up switching it out for an animal that she actually wants to talk about. So like, he really wasn't hitting the mark. I would like to see maybe in the second part or iteration of this, maybe if Alex struggles with that a little bit more, because he wasn't giving what y'all said he was supposed to have gave, you know?
You know, you should hire Akiva. He's great at pranks.
Yeah, the king of pranks.
The king of pranks. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we learn here today? One, Tommy, that I got to talk to this guy. Tell him, like, look, Tommy, if the Hype House idea is that great, you make it work with whoever you got. Okay. Be happy for people who have success. If they leave the Hype House, they leave the Hype House. What are you going to do? You can't keep them there. Yeah. You can't lock these people in the house.
Exactly. You got to let Honey fly free.
Yeah. Yeah. And then and maybe he comes back one day.
Vampire he is.
Right.
Rob, I think you could mentor Tommy, honestly, mm-hmm. because Tommy, he is in that very similar situation as you are. And, like, he's got a lot of talented people in his orbit and he has to reel them all in.
You can't hold them back because then they're going to resent you, Tommy. And that's what's happening.
It does look like it, and they're mm-hmm. taking it out on your poor girlfriend, Mia, because she spoke up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could blame Tommy for that. Two, Lil Huddy's got to get some bread at his house.
Oh, exactly. Bread and butter. Make sure it's the brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Then we are rooting for Lil Huddy and Charli D'Amelio.
For lifers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we get a pin in that? As the Charlie stands, shouldn't we be rooting for her to be with somebody who is faithful, Nicole?
Oh, we probably should. Just don't remind me. I'm living in the past. Mentally, I'm still in summer 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But look, people make mistakes, okay?
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People make mistakes, you know, young love, what are you going to do? All right. What other takeaways do we have about the Hype House? On-site plastic surgeon, think about it. If not, at least a school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Nikita taught us a thing or two about how to dress for a pool party.
Sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
The
highest heeled boots. I believe she compared herself to a very expensive Vegas escort and a stripper at the same time. So that's what you need to give when you go to the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to cut down on the super spreader events.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
So you got a pinky promise when you get to the front door. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah. And what else, Chappelle? I mean, do we learn anything for the Hype House?
I mean, you heard it here first. Take back your cheating ex. It's what the stands are rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
If your ex cheated on you, take them back. Yeah. People were young. They make mistakes. Take back your cheating ex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not talking to anybody in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Content is king, baby. Make sure that everyone in the Hype House or the Hype House needs to be, you know, pitching into the content. Nobody can be lazy. Because that's how these houses fail.
All right. Nicole, will you come visit the Hype House?
Oh my gosh, I hopefully get a permanent room. I don't want the Charlie treatment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll do backflips all day, sure.
Nicole's definitely in the Hype House. You know, like, you'd have a harder time getting me to move into the Hype House than Nicole.
Wait, you're holding out, Chappelle?
Maybe I want to live closer to LA and work on other things.
Bro. I didn't even tell you where it was yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, if you're in Encino, I need to be in LA. You know, I just need my own space. Didn't you just tell Tommy I need to be able to spread my wings? You know,
you're the Lil Huddy of the Hype House. What the heck?
Yeah, but once you start, you could start there and leave, but don't be like, oh, no, I'm not even coming.
I mean, it's a conversation I'd like to have. I definitely want to have the option. I mean, listen, you got to get me and Taryn and several other people who are like antisocial to move into that house. You got bigger fish to fry than me. Come get me whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do when David Bloomberg and Kirsten are roommates?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't think they're going to be in the same room. Yeah. Same floor.
Yeah.
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 Okay. We'll talk. Exactly. We'll figure it all out. Okay. Anything else on the Hype House?
As a show, I thought it was cool. Like, I think it's more entertaining than 20-somethings Austin.
Yeah.
And that's scripted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, scripted-ish. But yeah, I think if you are a fan of these people, then this is the perfect thing for you because you want that little morsel of the more that they're not giving you. Like Nicole said, she was glued to the couch watching it and she just couldn't move. And I think for the people who are fans of these people, that's what you want. You want the inside look. It's, Rob, this is the reason why we listen to the 5 for 5. We want to know what you aren't telling us in a normal day-to-day. Like, we want the behind the scenes. We want the RHAP grams, inside looks to these people's lives and the takeovers. That's what real content is. You know, mm-hmm. Pull back the curtains and let us see who you really are.
But Nicole, do you think there's a possibility that does Hype House, the TV show, destroy Hype House, the actual place?
I think it actually just serves to make them even more popular and stronger, which is what they probably don't need, but it's going to happen anyways. I think that this is the best type of branding they can have, especially, you know, giving these creators a more human side. It only helps to make me empathize with them a little bit more. And maybe I shouldn't because they have all this money and I don't. And I sit in my apartment and I wish that I could get money for doing backflips all day. But you know what? It's a little peek behind the curtain, and that's what it was all in good fun. You know, as long as nobody's mm-hmm. BBL, you know, starts shifting around, I think we'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, should we talk about what we're going to do next?
I have a idea for what we're going to do next. Okay. We got a pitch,
yes,
an impassioned pitch from somebody who is, well, who would probably live in the Hype House. And so I need to pull that up. And so, there's a lot of stuff coming up on Netflix that I thought would be interesting, but this person was so adamant. They yes. were like, look, this show is right up our alley. It's actually something that would probably be an interest of Kirsten, but they definitely pitched themselves. They have all the expertise on this. And so Mari Forth actually reached out. And, you know, we love Mari here. We haven't talked to her. Well, I don't think you were on the RHAP Rewind when I talked to her and Taryn about...
I listened to it.
Yeah, I talked to her and Taryn Solitary. About Solitary, right. Well, Mari reached out because there is a dating show on Netflix, and it is coming this week, I believe.
Singles Inferno. It's already out, right? At recording yes. time, number 7 in TV shows today, in the top 10.
Right, and I didn't think this was going to be up Mari's alley. Like, I didn't know that this is something that she speaks yeah. to, but she
personally,
said this
yeah,
is
the... I thought she was above stuff like this.
You know what? Your opinion of Mari and mine are about the same. You know, we both have high opinion mm-hmm. of Mari Forth, but guess what? We
I didn't think she was the kind of person that liked this kind of trash.
Nah, she loves this kind of trash. This is right up her alley. I said, Mari, I don't know. I don't have any clue what this is. And she's like, it's mess. And we got to talk about it. And we have to talk about the entire season. So if you're down, Rob, okay. we got to watch a season of Singles Inferno. So
Singles
we can talk about
Inferno,
it with
Mari. Stranded mm-hmm. and ready to mingle, flirty singles search for love on a deserted island that they could only escape as couples for romantic date nights in paradise. I mean, Chappelle, really, we got this Nothing But Netflix for started for real when we talked about Squid Game. I mean, this is like we've gone full circle here talking about Korean television.
Yeah, honestly, people really, really were clamoring for more Korean content once we did Squid Game. People were saying, like, have you tried this Korean show? Have you tried this Korean, like this Korean cartoon? All this other stuff. And so I'm not mad that Mari brought it around full circle. But yeah, this is a Korean competition reality TV dating show. And okay. so
and they kill people then when they get eliminated, right?
I'm not sure if they kill people, but I mean, if you told me they did, I would probably be very, very, very excited to watch it. Mm-hmm. And so I think we have to do this because Mari already put her bid in. She said, let's do it. I'm ready. I need y'all to watch it because it's great TV.
Okay. Singles Inferno. What do you think of that, Nicole?
Sign me up. My favorite genre of show is hot people on an island being desperate. So I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, check it out. Mari made a similar pitch to me, but I'm logged into Netflix and I didn't even like enter anything. I'm seeing like it's the first thing that pops up on my Netflix. So maybe either Netflix is listening or what?
Yeah, because if you think about it, yeah, Hype House was number 5.
Yeah.
We did Don't Look Up, which is like number 2, I think, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still following
3 for right now. Yeah.
We're following our brand as of hitting like those top 10 and new and trending shows. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, why wouldn't we do this show? And of course, this is Mari. So we can't say no to Mari.
That's right. Okay. All right. That's coming up next week on Nothing But Netflix. All right. Then TikTok Nicole, what's coming up for you?
No, just chilling the usual. I've been covering Project Runway over on Silent Podcast. This week we have MJC on to talk about the real they have real contestants this week. And the Real Housewives came in and the designers designed for the Real Housewives. So it should be a fun episode to recap.
Yes.
Besides that, just follow me on Twitter, Behind the Secret. I'm probably complaining.
Okay. All right. What do you have some recent complaints?
I mean, I complained on Renap this week. That was a good forum about the close friends. I'm sick of people posting on their close friends and it's not the drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about Naomi Calhoun's close friends? And then, I'm going to air out. But where's the drama?
Felipe. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Where's the drama? Felipe? Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the green circle if you're not going to give what I thought you were supposed to give. I came here for mess.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Take me out. Mm-hmm. If you're not robbing a bank, put that on main stories.
a heist. Yes. Okay. There you go. All right, Chappelle, what's coming up for you this week?
Nothing. I don't think. I really don't know. So after the coming off of what was an incredible RHAP mafia game.
Yes.
And now this, I think I'm just taking a break. You know, Oh, did I win both those games? Mm-hmm. I did. I'm sorry. We don't have to get into that. That's not what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that I am not as busy as I used to be. So I'll be hanging out looking for things to do, probably scrolling TikTok because I'm addicted like everybody else. And I really got to write this essay, because it was due. And it's still due, and I'm going to miss the deadline. So I'm going to be working diligently this week and trying to recover because your boy is under the weather. And so you can follow me on Twitter or follow me on TikTok. Hell, I'm not posting nothing, but I'm on there.
What are you, Chappelle Show on TikTok?
Yeah, that's somebody's brand, but I stole it.
Yes.
But yeah, that's me. Chappelle's _ show on TikTok, on Twitter, and Chappelle TNT on Instagram.
Okay. And, on the Hype House, Chappelle, we're going to have such great mafia games there, right?
Oh, I'm not going to live there. So it is like, you tell me.
I'm a civilian, I swear.
Right. Like, I'm not going to be there. I'll mm-hmm. show up. I'll watch it on Zoom or on YouTube like the rest of the fans, but I won't be living there. Yeah. No, thank you.
Such an e-boy move.
Right. Is Sam Moore going to live in the Hype House or not? Because that's going to dictate my decision.
Okay. What, if he's there, you will live there. And if not, you won't?
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening to our Nothing But Netflix for this week. Make sure you subscribe to our Nothing But Netflix podcast feed. We got some big things coming up here. So make sure you subscribe. Go to robinswebsite.com/Netflix feed. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.